I remember way back when Mrs. Jenke and I were first married, and we started going to church, and I was thinking to myself, you know what I would really like is to have a child. I always wanted a girl first. And to have grandchildren one day sing in my church. Now, how's that for a dream? 42 years later, but God can do wonderful things. Amen? All right. Well, you'll forgive me if I have trouble reading the scriptures tonight. There seems to be water in my eyes. Tears. Well, let's open our Bibles, please, to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. Luke, chapter 10. Familiar portion of Scripture, but Jesus said, as the Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And He's our pattern, isn't He? He's the one that we're to follow. He is the example for us in this life. Several years ago, there was a phrase going through the churches of America, what would Jesus do? It's a good phrase. Amen? When we're confronted with situations in life. But I'd like you to look at Luke chapter 10, and let's go down to verse number 25, please. Verse 25, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do and thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And let us pray. Father, as we come to this portion of the service, we pray that you give us understanding of the scriptures and help us to be like this Good Samaritan that we're going to read about again tonight. Help us to be the kind of people that the world expects us to be and the kind of people that you want us to be. We thank you for your blessings today. We thank you for the music tonight and the blessing it has been to us. And we just ask that you take control now the rest of this service, we pray, in Jesus' name. And all the people that love God said amen and amen. Notice, by chance now, there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Here Jesus is giving a parable. And a parable, as we know, is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Amen? And he's telling us this portion of Scripture about this Good Samaritan. This man that sees somebody along the road of life who's beat up and has a real need. And notice the first example in verse 30, we see that this certain man, he was going on a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho, and this famous highway of noted for thieves and robbers and a place where a person could hide and conceal himself and jump out on someone. And we find that by chance there came a certain priest that way. The priest was going by just by chance. And he didn't stop. He didn't stop to help this man. He saw him. He saw the need, but he passed by on the other side. You know, when I think of this story, I think this priest is a picture of religion. Religion can't help a man that has been wounded by sin. Amen? Man that's been wounded and left half dead. You know, that's what the devil does to mankind, doesn't he? That's what happened because of the fall. We're born with a sin nature and we can't help ourselves, and religion can't help us either. And likewise, the Levite, when he was at that place, came, he looked on him, but he passed by on the other side. This Levite is a picture of morality. You know, morality cannot help a person be saved. There's nothing we can do to be healed. There's nothing we can do to find our way back to God in our own strength. And this Levite passed by. At least he looked on him, but he passed by on the other side. Verse 33 tells us about that Good Samaritan who's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. That Samaritan is a picture of our Savior. Our Savior sees the need of mankind. Amen? And he goes to where the need is. I'm glad he came down to this earth, aren't you? 2,000 years ago, he made that journey. He went the extra mile, didn't he? He moved from a comfort zone of heaven and the worship of angels and came down to fallen man because we had a need that no one else could meet. That good Samaritan journeyed and came where he was. He saw him and he had compassion on him. And notice he went to him and he bound up his wounds. And he poured in oil and wine and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Now this is a picture of what Jesus does to helping us in our Christian life. He bound up his wounds. You know, the Bible says by his stripes we are healed. Amen. He bound up his wounds and he set him on his own beast and he brought him to an inn. You know, that inn to me is a picture of the local New Testament church. That is where new Christians need to go for healing and for comfort and for guidance in their lives. Amen. Remember when you first started attending a Bible-believing church? What it meant to you and what it means to you today. And so that inn to me is a picture of the church. And the church is supposed to take care of one another. And that's what the purpose of our church is to care for each other spiritually. And the fellowship that we can have with one another is a wonderful thing. And notice, took him to his own beast, brought him to an inn, took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took 2 pence. And he gave them to the host. And he said unto him, take care of him. Whatsoever thou spendest more when I come again, I will repay thee. To me, this is very interesting how that this good Samaritan turned to the keeper of the inn and said, here's some money. Now you continue to care for this wounded person. When I come back, I'm going to repay you. You know, to me, this is a picture of the Lord's second coming one day. Amen. He gave us a charge here at the church to care for one another. And when he returns one day, he's going to repay every kind thing that's ever been done in his name. Amen. Every deed that's ever been done, every good thing that's ever been done for his glory, he's going to repay one day. You know, I'm so glad that nothing that's done for Jesus is done in vain. Praise the Lord. Isn't that right? I will repay, saith the Lord. And then he says to this gentleman, he says, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. You know, as we look at verse 37, we have an exhortation there of the Lord Jesus for us to be like that Good Samaritan. We're to be like that Good Samaritan in helping others around us. We're to be like that Good Samaritan in helping others find the way and to share the light with them and to do the things that the world expects of us. You know, it's interesting to me that the world knows more about what a Christian ought to be like sometimes than we do. Amen? They expect more probably of us than we really think. I remember listening to a testimony of a Christian that he was telling how he had backslidden. And he got so bad, away from God, that he decided to go to a bar in his hometown. And he went to this tavern and he sat down at the bar and a guy looked at him and he says, John, what are you doing here? How come you're not in church? It's Sunday night. And he got so convicted, he went home and he repented and he went back and he said, Lord, I'm sorry. I quit the church for a month and I just feel terrible that the world knows what's expected of us. Amen. But any event, go and do thou likewise. You know, as I was thinking about this message, I was thinking about Mrs. Janke, how she's a great example for the ladies in our church. Amen. She's a good Samaritan. Spends her life helping others. And if you know her for any length of time, you know that's true. She seems to be always in the Christmas mode, shopping, constantly shopping. I never know what's going to be in the car. If it's next year's Christmas present in January, or somebody's birthday a year from now. But she's always thinking of others. And I think that's one of the things I appreciate about her the most. And when I was thinking about this message and thinking about her birthday this week, I was thinking about that she's the type of the Good Samaritan that goes around helping people. And I wouldn't have a ministry if it wasn't for Linda. She's been supporting me for many years and in many ways. And I just appreciate the opportunity tonight to celebrate her birthday with her friends at church. And I was just thinking how blessed our life has been through these years. This month we'll have been married 42 years this month, at the end of the month. And time certainly goes by quick. Amen. Lord has blessed us with four children, Lori and John and Matthew and Jared, and 12 grandchildren. And I tell you, the Lord has really blessed our lives. And I just want to thank the Lord tonight for how good He's been to us. And given us a church to attend, and given us friends here at this church that to care about the things of God and desire to see the work of God done in these days in which we live, the challenging days for sure. And so Jesus said unto him, he that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. You know, it's my prayer tonight that all of us would want to be like this Good Samaritan and to open our eyes to the needs around us. We live in a needy world. Amen. Our neighbors have needs. Are we so busy that we don't have time to know them, to get to know their names, to talk to them? Sometimes we get caught up in this, in just in living, that we don't stop to think about that we can make a difference in the lives of those around us. And so I want to challenge you tonight to think about others. That's what the Christian life is all about, isn't it? Amen? Others. Putting others before ourselves. And that's the joy in serving Jesus. J-O-Y, Jesus, others, and then you. And so, yes, the Good Samaritan was helped because, I'm sorry, this fellow that was robbed was helped because that Good Samaritan came to where he was. He went out of his way, and he had compassion. And if there's anything the work of God needs today is a little more compassion. It's so easy to get caught up in the lifestyle and the way the world really is. It's a me-first world, isn't it? It's a me first and everybody else last. And that's certainly a formula for destruction. And so many families are being destroyed today because of selfishness. But the priest couldn't help. Religion can't help someone who's lost. Morality can't help someone that's lost. But thank God that Jesus came to where we were. And He makes the difference. He makes all the difference in the world. And so I'm going to cut this a little short tonight so we could spend a little more time together downstairs fellowshipping. But let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you that you came to where we were. Thank you that you made that journey. Lord, you said that you send us also into this world. And so, Lord, help us to be willing to go the extra mile. Help us to be willing to sacrifice and to move out of our comfort zone and to be a blessing to those around us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your blessings. And we pray that you would bless our time of fellowship this evening. Thank you for the preparations that have been made. And Lord, I pray that you would bless Linda in a special way tonight. And thank you for her. Thank you for her example of helping others and being a blessing to the people that she knows, and especially her family. Dismiss us now with your blessings, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You get a chance, you see the youngest grandson. He's all dressed up. He's looking dapper tonight. Is he up here or is he downstairs? He's downstairs. Boy, he's got his tie on and everything. God bless you. We'll see you downstairs.